Senator Saviello, Representative Tucker, members of the committee. My name is John F. Slack, a resident of Farmington. I'm here to support LD 580 and 820, but to oppose LD 160. I'm speaking today as a private citizen and as a research geologist with over 40 years of experience in studying the geology and origin of volcanogenic massive sulfide deposits. Most of my research has been in New England and Alaska, but I've also studied these deposits elsewhere in the U.S. and in other countries. My research has included Bald Mountain, which was the focus of a 10-person USGS team that I led as project chief from 1995 to 2000. In 2003, our research team published 8 papers on this deposit, including one by myself on the geology, mineralogy, and composition of various parts of the deposit. I've also done limited research on other massive sulfide deposits in Maine, including Harborside, Second Pond near Blue Hill, that's the Carib American mine, Ledge Ridge, Alder Pond, and Mount Chase. With respect to Bald Mountain, I agree that the nature and location of this deposit are highly problematic from an environmental standpoint, and hence any applications for mining there and elsewhere in Maine should meet strict environmental regulations as outlined in my view in LD 580 and 820. However, it's important to know that the local groundwaters at and near the Bald Mountain deposit have extremely high metal concentrations, including up to 175 times as much iron as occurs in upgradient groundwaters and regional surface waters, and up to 4,300 times as much arsenic as in background waters. These high, very high metal values are wholly natural,